Welcome to Maths Mastery, your GCSE revision podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most powerful topics in your GCSE mathematics course, indices and certs. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this topic comes up in almost every exam paper, and once you truly understand it, you'll find it unlocks so much of the algebra and number work that follows. So settle in, grab a pen and paper, and let's get started. Let's begin with indices, sometimes called powers or exponents. At its heart, an index tells you how many times a number is multiplied by itself. So when we write 2 to the power of 5, that means 2 multiplied by itself 5 times, 2 times 2 times 2 times 2 times 2 times 2, which equals 32. Simple enough. But the real power, pun intended, comes from the laws of indices, which let us manipulate these expressions quickly and efficiently. There are 7 key laws you need to know, and I want you to really understand why they work, not just memorize them blindly. Law number 1, the multiplication law. When you multiply 2 powers with the same base, you add the indices. So a to the m multiplied by a to the n equals a to the m plus n. Why? Because you're just counting how many times you're multiplying a by itself. If you have a squared times a cubed, that's a times a times a times a times a, 5 a's altogether, so a to the fifth, add the powers, 2 plus 3 equals 5. Perfect. Law number 2, the division law. When you divide 2 powers with the same base, you subtract the indices. So a to the m divided by a to the n equals a to the m minus n. Think about it. A to the fifth divided by a to the second means you're canceling 2 of the a's from the top with the 2 on the bottom, leaving 3 a's, so a cubed. Subtract, 5 minus 2 equals 3. Law number 3, the power law. When you raise a power to another power, you multiply the indices. So bracket a to the m, close bracket raised to the n equals a to the m times n. So bracket 3 squared, close bracket cubed, that's 3 to the power of 2 times 3, which is 3 to the sixth, which is 729. Law number 4, the zero index. Anything to the power of 0 equals 1. Anything. Even 1,000 to the power of 0 is 1. Why? Use the division law. A to the n divided by a to the n equals a to the n minus n, which is a to the 0. But any number divided by itself is 1. So a to the 0 must equal 1. Beautiful. Law number 5, the negative index. A negative index means you take the reciprocal, so a to the negative n equals 1 over a to the n. For example, 4 to the negative 2 equals 1 over 4 squared, which is 1 over 16. Again, you can derive this from the division law. 1 divided by a to the n is a to the 0 divided by a to the n, which is a to the 0 minus n, which is a to the negative n. It all connects. Law number 6, the fractional index, roots. A to the power of 1 over n equals the nth root of a. So 8 to the power of 1/3 equals the cube root of 8, which equals 2. The denominator of the fraction tells you which root to take. Law number 7, and this is the big one for higher tier candidates, the fractional index with a numerator other than 1. A to the power of m over n equals the nth root of a, all raised to the m, or equivalently, the nth root of a to the m. The key trick here is root first, then power. Always find the root first because it gives you smaller numbers to work with. So 27 to the power of 2 over 3. First, take the cube root of 27, which is 3. Then square it. 3 squared equals 9. Much easier than trying to work out 27 squared first. Now let's move to certs. A cert is an irrational number expressed as a root that cannot be simplified to a rational number. So the square root of 4 is not a cert. It simplifies to 2, a nice rational number. But the square root of 2, the square root of 3, the square root of 5, these are certs. They go on forever as decimals without repeating, and we leave them in cert form to give exact answers. There are 4 key rules for certs. Rule 1, the multiplication rule. The square root of a times the square root of b equals the square root of a times b. So root 3 times root 5 equals root 15. Simple. Rule 2, the division rule. The square root of a divided by the square root of b equals the square root of a divided by b. So root 12 divided by root 3 equals root 4, which equals 2. Rule 3, simplifying certs. This is where most marks are lost. To simplify a third, find the largest perfect square factor of the number under the root sign. For root 72, the largest perfect square that divides 72 is 36. So root 72 equals root 36 times root 2, which equals 6 root 2. The key word is largest perfect square factor. Don't use a smaller one like 4, or you'll end up with root 18 and need to simplify again. Rule 4, rationalizing the denominator. Examiners love this one. If you have a third in the denominator of a fraction, you need to rationalize it. That means rewrite the fraction so the denominator is rational. For a simple third denominator like 1 over root 2, multiply top and bottom by root 2. You get root 2 over root 2 times root 2, which is root 2 over 2. Done. For a denominator with two terms, like 1 over the quantity 3 plus root 5, you use the conjugate. The conjugate of 3 plus root 5 is 3 minus root 5. Multiply top and bottom by 3 minus root 5. The denominator becomes 3 plus root 5 times 3 minus root 5. This is a difference of two squares, which equals 9 minus 5, which equals 4. So you get 3 minus root 5 all over 4. The key insight is that multiplying conjugate thirds always eliminates the third from the denominator because of the difference of two squares' identity. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. Tip 1, always show you're working. In a 3-mark or 4-mark indices question, the examiner is looking for evidence of method at every step. Even if your final answer is wrong, you can still earn method marks for correct intermediate steps. Write down the law you're using, write each step clearly. Tip 2, the most common mistake with negative indices is writing the answer as a negative number. 4 to the negative 2 is not negative 16, it is 1 over 16. A negative index means reciprocal, not negative value. Repeat that to yourself. Negative index means reciprocal. Tip 3, with fractional indices, always do the root before the power. 27 to the 2/3. Cube root first to get 3, then square to get 9. If you try to square 27 first, you get 729, and then you need the cube root of 729. Much harder arithmetic, much more room for error. Tip 4, when simplifying thirds, always look for the largest perfect square factor. Students who use a small factor like 4 instead of 36 when simplifying root 72 will get root 18 and then need to simplify again. They might get there eventually, but they waste time and risk making errors. Train yourself to spot perfect squares. 4, 9, 16, 25, 36, 49, 64, 81, 100. Tip 5. When rationalizing the denominator, check whether the denominator has one term or two terms. One term, multiply by that third. Two terms, multiply by the conjugate. Mixing these up is a very common error. Tip 6, the command word simplify in a thirds question means your answer must be in the form of root b, where b has no perfect square factors other than 1. If your answer still has a perfect square under the root sign, you haven't finished. Tip 7, for higher tier candidates, be comfortable with expressions like 2 root 3 plus 5 root 3 equals 7 root 3. Treat thirds like algebraic terms. You can only add or subtract like thirds, just as you can only add like terms in algebra. Time for a quickfire quiz. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1, what is 5 to the power of 0? The answer is 1. Any number to the power of 0 is 1. Question 2. Simplify 2 to the 3 times 2 to the 4. The answer is 2 to the 7, which is 128. Add the indices. 3 plus 4 equals 7. Question 3. What is 16 to the power of 3 quarters? Root first, the 4th root of 16 is 2. Then cube, 2 cubed is 8. The answer is 8. Question 4. Simplify root 50. Largest perfect square factor of 50 is 25. Root 50 equals root 25 times root 2, which equals 5 root 2. Question 5. Rationalize the denominator of 6 over root 3. Multiply top and bottom by root 3. You get 6 root 3 over 3, which simplifies to 2 root 3. Question 6. What is 3 to the negative 2? It's 1 over 3 squared, which is 1 over 9. Remember, negative index means reciprocal. How did you do? If you got all six, you're in great shape. If you stumbled on any, go back and review that specific rule. Let's wrap up with the key things to take away from today's episode. One, there are 7 laws of indices. Learn them, understand why they work, and practice applying them to both numbers and algebraic expressions. 2, the zero index always gives 1, the negative index gives the reciprocal, the fractional index gives a root, and for a fraction m over n, it's root then power. 3, absurd is an irrational root left in exact form. The 4 key rules are multiply, divide, simplify by finding the largest perfect square factor, and rationalize the denominator. 4, rationalizing uses either the surd itself for single-term denominators or the conjugate for two-term denominators. 5, always show working, always root before power for fractional indices, and always check your simplified surd has no remaining perfect square factors. This topic is worth significant marks across all exam boards, and it feeds directly into algebra, quadratics, and trigonometry at higher tier. Master it now, and you'll be rewarded throughout the rest of your GCSE course. Thank you so much for listening to Maths Mastery. Keep practicing, keep asking why things work, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck!